This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from Georgia. I love y'all's show. I've been listening for maybe a year now. But I'd like to tell y'all my biggest story, I guess. There have been several. I guess I consider myself to be sensitive, whatever you want to call it. But I've only ever told this story to one person before because I know it sounds absolutely psychotic. I know it happened, but I would absolutely understand anyone who doesn't believe me. But I'm 32 now, and when I was 14, I never did drugs or anything, or no alcohol or anything like that. I was a good, you know, straight kid, whatever. So when I was 14, I was in high school, I was in band, I played trombone. And I don't know if you can picture like a trombone case, but you know, it's probably like 3.5 feet long or so. It was kind of like a, you know, floppy handle on it. And I was, like 5 feet tall. So I was a weird, awkward kid. I don't know why I would make everything so hard for myself, but I would carry it onto the bus in a vertical fashion by the handles. It was kind of flopping around back and forth, and it was big and awkward and kind of heavy. So one morning, I was waiting for the school bus. It was raining. It had been raining all night, and it was, I was the last stop. I was always the last stop. So I went to get on the school bus. And, you know, it was full. The stairs were wet. And I was walking up the steps. And when my foot hit the top step, I fell back. I felt it. I felt myself fall, my feet go out from under me, and I felt hands on my back, in my arms, the backs of my arms, catch me, and obviously there was no one behind me. The bus driver was to my right, of course, but when I felt that, I felt them push me back up, and I know this sounds insane, but literally when I saw everyone on the bus, it was like time was frozen and there was no movement and there was no sound. I heard nothing, like a deafening kind of nothing. There was no sound. And as soon as my feet were flat on the top, like the aisle, everything started again. I heard everything. It was like sound came rushing back and everyone was moving and, you know, it was loud and they were talking and screaming and whatever. And I just stood there for a second, like, what the fuck was that? And the bus driver said, find a seat. And I turned back to her, like, I was trying to be logical. And I was like, did she just catch me? But obviously I felt like, I felt hands on my back and the backs of my arms, like multiple hands. And I thought it was the bus driver for a second. I looked at her and she just said, find a seat. So I walked down the aisle. I found the last seat open and I sat down and I looked out the window to the house. My mom was standing there and she waved bye to me. And my mother passed 10 years ago, so honestly, I'd ask her about this now if I could. But I remember, I don't remember the rest of that day, but I remember when I got home, I said to my mom, did you see me fall on the bus this morning? And she said, I saw you stop and talk to the bus driver for a second. And that was it. And there is no doubt in my mind, had whatever happened not happened, I would have tumbled backwards down the steps and out the door. So either I kind of feel like I would have been, you know, I would have died or littered. And I'm not a religious person, but the only terminology I can use for this would be guardian angels. And I honestly feel weird saying that because it's not something that's in me, but I can't think of any other way to put that. But anyway, yeah, that's my biggest story. So I don't know. I just finally wanted to share that with someone, like somewhat anonymously, I guess. But anywho, thank y'all. I really love your show, and I'm gonna become an APP member, and I'm probably fun to do that when I hang up, actually. So anywho, thank y'all for the show, and I will call back later with some more stories, probably. Thank you. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.